A new report finds that Arkansas is having some success with a payment system for health providers that's value-based. That is, it compensates doctors for keeping patients healthy, not keeping them coming in. That story from Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
The third annual tracking report finds that the Arkansas Healthcare Payment Improvement Initiative is helping to cut back on unnecessary tests that are considered a major time and money waster. Instead of getting paid for ordering tests, providers get paid based on better patient outcomes and cost efficiencies. Mike Motley is with the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement that authored the report. It says the new model has saved the state some $54 million in Medicaid costs.
Maybe they're going to go to an emergency room on a Sunday night, but now they can call their primary care doc and speak to them and maybe just schedule a checkup the next day or an appointment the next day. So those kind of avoided ER visits are part of that. On the episodes of care side, we see providers ordering less tests and less labs and things like that. Seen about a 30% reduction in unnecessary antibiotic use in the upper respiratory infections through our episodes of care program.
Brandy Hinkle with the Department of Human Services says she was particularly gratified that the tracking report found that a patient-centered medical home program is not only saving money, but increasing coordination.
So it may be your primary care physician as well as a heart specialist or some other individual pharmacists, for example, are usually on the team as well. So that everybody is kind of reading from the same playbook and making sure that that individual, that patient, is receiving the best care from each of those caregivers because they're working together towards a common goal.
Some argue that fee-for-service is not to blame for high American healthcare costs. Critics also say value-based care might motivate doctors to cherry-pick healthier patients. Dr. Steffi Wohlhandler teaches at the City University of New York and advocates for a single-payer system. She worries that paying for value over volume just sounds good, but doesn't do much else.
People have been looking and trying to prove it for some time. You know, Medicare has been advocating this value-based purchasing and keeps publishing these reports about glowing reports about how good it is. But then when you dig below the surface and actually look at the numbers, we're not seeing any cost savings.
As a practicing physician, Wohlhandler added that her preference for a way to pay providers is just straight salary.
You know, I get a salary in my job as a professor at the university, and I think that's just fine. But I do think there's other ways you can pay physicians and still run a decent healthcare system. You can pay them fee-for-service. You can pay them capitation. You're going to have to do more than just attack fee-for-service if you're going to get a good healthcare system in this country.
The value model began in Arkansas 5 years ago. Now Motley says other states are following Arkansas's lead.
Now you see states like Ohio and Tennessee kind of following suit with similar models. I think you even see at a national level.
A number of self-insured payers are taking part in the Healthcare Payment Improvement Initiative, including the two biggest in the state, Walmart and the State and Public School Employee Benefits Program. The federal government seeks to have half of all Medicare payments made through an alternative payment model similar to this one by next year. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.